Rice farmers in Missouri and Arkansas have just finished planting a new spring crop. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports that they hope to sell this one to Iraq, which used to be their biggest market.
Tony Bradley's farm sits about 50 miles west of the Mississippi River, about 3,000 acres of newly planted rice fields just north of Jonesboro, Arkansas. Most rice farmers in the U.S. live in Arkansas, where the climate is warm and water plentiful. Farmers here have been frustrated for a decade, ever since they lost their number one export market, Iraq, through a U.S. trade embargo.
The embargo on grain usually doesn't keep that country from getting grain. They can get it through other channels. The only thing it usually just hurts is the American farmers because they lose the market.
At its peak, the U.S. exported 500,000 tons of rice a year to Iraq. But this year, Vietnam was the first country to get a rice contract with Iraq. Vietnam's price is about $150 a ton cheaper than U.S. rice. Now some Iraqis and American farmers question whether Vietnam can deliver the shipments it has promised. In this farm in the southeast tip of Missouri, known as the Boot Heel, it's been so dry that rice farmers have had combines running to break up the rock-hard dirt so seed will germinate.
It looks pretty good. I think it's going to be all right, don't you?
Chris Williams farms in Neelyville, not far from Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Farmers plant about 200,000 acres of rice in this area. They want the U.S. government to forgive a $4 billion debt that the former Iraqi regime defaulted on. This would allow Iraq to become a customer again. Williams, who's also chairman of the U.S. rice producers, says this year farmers want a share of the new market before it's too late.
The Congress will have to pass a bill to forgive that debt. And in the meantime, Asia's shipping rice in there now. And so the competition will already be there before we get to ship our first rice in there.
According to the USDA, Iraq will be the third largest importer of rice in the world this year. The Iraqi Grain Board is scheduled to visit the U.S. later this month. Members of the delegation will tour the Galveston port, they'll see milling facilities, and they'll get a look at Arkansas rice farms. Robert Riemenschneider is a director for the Foreign Agriculture Division of USDA. The main reason for the visit, he says, is to lure Iraqis toward more expensive, higher quality U.S. rice.
There was a feeling that there was a need to kind of reintroduce U.S. producers and U.S. suppliers to the Iraqis. And that's the first step.
But the step is also a political one. Stuart Proctor with the USA Rice Federation represents rice growers and all of the rice that's milled in the U.S. Proctor says his group thinks it's only fair that the Bush administration establish a new agriculture policy that would funnel more trade to U.S. interests.
We just think that only coalition partners, the people who are spending the money, the people who are sending their soldiers over to Iraq, only those countries should benefit by the increase in trade or the openness of trade to Iraq, and other countries who aren't helping in that effort should not benefit economically.
The long-term economic benefits could be substantial, says international trade law expert at Emory University, Professor Robert Adier.
Notwithstanding the chaos and sort of economic ruin that exists in the country today, this is a country that in 10 or 20 years will be an incredibly wealthy, strong sort of Middle Eastern state. The question is, how do we nurture a country like that?
In the evening, as murky clouds threaten rain, a bright yellow airplane filled with rice seed flies daringly low over the Missouri fields. Rice kernels are propelled downward through the flooded ground to the rich soil below. Southeastern farmers say they can't wait any longer to plant or to get their best trade partner back. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.